We're speaking with Congressman Tom McClintock, Republican from California. Haven't talked to him in a while. And Congressman, before we get to the debt limit, I just want to talk a little politics with you, because to me, this is part of the mistake, I think, that either some Republicans may be making or even some analysts may be making. Yes, while President Barack Obama won a very close election with Governor Mitt Romney and was able to capture that, Republicans still kept the House of Representatives. And even though they didn't capture the Senate, there are 30 Republican governors now in this country. To try to suggest that there's some mandate, I think, is a mistaken proposition.
Well, exactly right. In fact, you know, three observations. The first you've made, it's the second largest Republican House majority since World War II, a larger majority than anything that that Newt Gingrich had, for example. Secondly, if you look at the exit polls from the election, you find that the American people agree with Republicans on every major issue, from Obamacare to the size of government increasing taxes on job creators. So you have an electorate that opted for a second Obama term, but also a second House Republican majority, and recording this the agreement with the Republicans on these issues. And third and finally, something else is going to happen over these next 4 years. The American people are about to get a college-level course in Obamanomics. And I think at the end of that course, they are going to be sadder and a lot wiser.